Hello, Diskers. This is Mr. Bojangles. I am in Mesa, Arizona at the Red Mountain Park Disc Golf Course. Joining me today is Emmett Disc Hume. He is excited to play. This is his first time on this course as well. We are trying to find the actual basket, and we are not having any luck. So we might just throw away and see what happens. Hopefully they've left some of the baskets in here. So after we throw, I'll let you know how we do on hole number one at Red Mountain Park Disc Golf Course, Mesa, Arizona. All right, hole number one is in the books. I got a birdie. Tweet, 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 tweet. And Emmett Disc Hume, he got his first par ever on his first hole. He is up to hole number two. He is electing to go with a putter on his drives. So he got it probably a good 150 feet out there. It's a 450 foot hole. It's playing in the B position. He's looking at the sun. He forgot his sunglasses. That makes him a little sad. Hole throw number two. He winds up, tosses it. He's going to have a little lengthy of a putt, but that's okay. He's already built in his first par. I myself had a fairly decent drive. I'm probably, I'd say about 102 feet. No, make that 85 feet from the hole basket off of the drive. Should be able to get this up and down and get par. So, hole number two, let you know about hole number three. All right, so Mr. Bojangles got a little cocky after his first throw on his second hole, and he totally muffed up the second shot and ended up getting a bogey. Emmett Disc Hume also got a bogey, so I am at even. He is at plus one. He has just driven right into the bush. He's elected to start throwing a driver. He is going with the TL3. He is getting into what do you call those? Something Verde. And he just looks, he's eyeballing. He's got about 127 feet to the basket. He needs to start marking his spots, but that's okay. He is what we would call an amateur. This is his first day on the course. He's got a floppy sidearm throw. It's all right. I've definitely seen worse. I've seen better probably too, but I'll let you know. I think I've got a birdie look here, so I could potentially birdie this hole, but it's probably about 62 feet. So, all right, Emmett has thrown his par shot. He has a little bit of work to do to get his bogey. So here we go on my birdie shot. All right, so hole number three is all wrapped up. We're up to hole number four. We've already taken our drives. Emmett Disc Hume is really improving on his drives, so that's good. I went ahead and parred hole number three. Disc of the Hume actually got a bogey.
Is anyone here Paraguayan?
Is anybody here Paraguayan, he asks. I tried to get him to get up on the mic, but he elected not to, saying he would just throw in his two bits every little bit. Trying to find my disc hole. Disc. He's going to try and throw it over the brush. I found my disc. I have... Oh, there we go. He has thrown away. I have got a little tree right in my way. Got about an 80-foot putt. It is a beautiful day, actually, in Mesa, Arizona. I would say it's probably around 50 degrees, maybe 48 degrees, something like that. So, not a cloud in the sky. There's a plane going over my head right now. I'm getting ready to podcast and putt at the same time. And I'm going to curve it right into the hole. Not quite. Looks like I'm going to have about an 8-footer for par. So, let you know how hole number four goes in just a second. All right, so we are finishing up hole number five. Emmett Disc Hume just got his, is that your fourth bogey in a row? So he's at four over. On my last one, he gave me the old psych out and I accidentally bogeyed. But on this one, I got a little layup bam, bam, I have got a par. So I'm back on the par train. There doesn't seem to be very many people on this course, despite it being a very nice course. After this, we're going to go watch the Reds play the San Francisco Giants in some spring training baseball. I am not aware of a single player on either team. Emmett, are you familiar with any of the players?
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds no longer plays baseball. He is a criminal, a crook, if you will. No, I don't really care that much about him. He is the home run king, so that's all that matters, right? Anyway, we're up to hole number 6, if we can find it. We followed the little arrow, and it's pointing us in a southerly direction. There seems to be some nice walking paths here. Don't want to trip on the gopher hole here. Excuse me if I kill all the gophers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key. Heyo. All right, so we've found the tee pad, and I have located the basket. I need to take some pictures. And I have the honors, so I will go ahead and get the ye olde driver out. Actually, I went with the buzz on my last one. 228. Oh, man, I'm just going to throw mid-range on this. That'll be easy. Yeah, you should be able to actually ace this.
If I could throw straight, this would be easy.
That's part of the key. All right, we've made our way up to hole number 7. Emmett Disc Hume has found a way to bogey the last 5 holes. He's just getting started. He gave me a stink eye there for a second. I wasn't trying to criticize. I was just stating the facts. Just the facts, sir. He has thrown his second shot on hole number 7. It's curving in. He's got a look at par. He could make this. He could get this up and down, get the old bogey train back on the par train. I, on the other hand, have driven, I would say, I don't know, 3/4 of the way. I got a putt. Look at birdie. It is about a 65 foot. Wish me luck. Hey, for those keeping track at home, I have parred holes number 7 and 8. And Emmett, what is it? Disc Hume has gotten 2 more bogeys. So he is at 8 over. He has not double bogeyed so far. He almost wept whenever he saw that it was 380 feet. But he kept his eyelids dry. So that was good. We are up to hole number 9. It is a short 258-foot hole. Lot of brush. This is a very brushy course. You can see it's just straight away, but there are a lot of things in your way. So watch out for the thorns if you come here. We are in Mesa, Arizona. I'm looking for my buzz. Not the buzz I had last night, but a different one. This is my disc. At any rate, I am about ready to throw hole number 9, and we shall see how it goes. All right, so Emmett Disc Hume has asked for a little bit of love. He is 8 for 8 on bogeys. After hole number 1, he's a little disappointed he actually got a par. That was our best hole so far. Despite throwing it and not seeing the basket, that was kind of odd. Hole number 10 is 348-foot par 3. Again, we are at Red Mountain Disc Golf Course in Mesa, Arizona. We are playing the south course. It looks like it's straight away. There is a lot of trees in the way. I think I can just... I don't know. My eyes are failing me. I don't know if I can see the basket or not. We're just going to wing it and see where we go. That's about all you can do. So I'm going to get out ye old driver. I'm going to throw the old tee devil. And we'll see how things work out. So Emmett Disc Hume is coming up with a litany of excuses on why he double bogeyed that last hole. I can give you one good excuse for why I bogeyed it. I threw it into a tree. And that just screwed me all up. We are up to hole number 11. This is Mr. Paul Jangles in Mesa, Arizona. Whoo, 360 foot. Par 3. I can't see the hole. Oh, I can now. That's a long ways away. Probably about, I'd say 300.
380 feet.
I'm going to get the 379-foot driver out. I don't want to show people up. This is Emmett's first time on a disc golf course. We're going to commemorate his front nine. He had an 8-over. He had his first double bogey, which... bullshit. It's bullshit is what he's saying.
I'm averaging a bogey.
Averaging a bogey, that's true. So you wanted to get your average just right. He has enjoyed it so far. He has not lost any discs so far, so he's enjoying that. He hasn't lost any of my discs, I guess. That's a more important thing. And we'll see how we go. Emmett Discume just learned a valuable lesson. Listen more to Mr. Paul Jangles on the appropriate shot. He is about to throw his bogey putt. And he threw it past. I think that cost him a stroke, not listening to Mr. Paul Jangles, but that's okay. He's new to the sport. He's an enthusiastic youngster at 40 years of age. I did try to convince him to go with the disc golf name Legal Eagle, but he refuted it, saying Emmett Discume is the best disc golf name of all time. I'm about to putt here, and I got my par. I believe that might have been, was that a double bogey or was that a triple?
Double.
Just his second double bogey of all time. So he's still in the birdie hunt. The holes here are getting a little lengthy. I'm not sure that they suit his style right now as far as getting his first birdie, but that's okay. All right. He's mumbling something. I'm not quite sure. These old ears don't hear critiques very well anymore. All right, so on to hole number 13. We are getting ready to head the ship back so that we can get into our spring training baseball. What's your favorite snack at a baseball game?
Lobster.
Lobster?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Not a peanut man? No. All right. Emmett Discume likes popcorn. We are up to hole number 13. Five more holes. It's going to be a furious comeback by Discume to win the Mesa Open. Oh gosh, this is a little lengthy. 381. Okay, well, we'll see how it goes. So we are up to a hole number, I think 14 or 15. I can't quite remember. And we have both thrown, well, he's thrown his third shot. I've thrown my second shot. We're looking at par, and he loves that bogey action. He loves the bogues. Finished it out. He's looking strong. He's got a fierce attitude about this.
Bogies are his bitch,
as he says. It's a good thing that this is an explicit podcast. Okay, it is hole 14. Okay, I just parred. So, the par train just keeps on rolling, rolling, rolling. That's all it is. I'll let you know how we do on 15. Emmett Discume got back on the par train. Woot woot! So that's good. Happy about that. I also got a par on hole number 15. Emmett is 15 over par right now. I still have the box. That's a good thing. 343. That last hole was, 248 or something like that? This is not fitting my shot very well, though. There seems to be some trees immediately on the right, and then some on the left at the end. And with the big hyzer action that I got going, not crazy about that, I gotta admit. So, 343. Ooh, tough. This is tough. How do you feel about the signage? You think that that's fairly accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, wish me luck. All right, hole 16 is in the books. Emmett Discume has double bogeyed for the third time today. He's a little furious. He's marching to the beat of a drummer that is kind of like Metallica. This is a Lars Ulrich, whatever his name is, like stump. He wants to get a par here so that he can try and average a bogey. We are looking, it looks like, at a 310-foot. He wants to say it's 380. I'm not so sure that's true. I think we're looking at 310 foot. Yeah, it's right there on the left a little bit.
I am going to bust out my old T-Devil. It's been tried and true today. If I just play it a little bit to the right, let it swoop in. I'm looking at an eagle. That's what I'm talking about. All right, our journey is nearly complete. We have reached hole 18. We have been able to sneak this round in this morning before we head off across Phoenix. This hole 18, much to the chagrin of Emmett, is 335 foot par 3. Very difficult one to par when your distance on your drives is not overly enthusiastic. Let's see. It's still my box. I guess I'm going to stick with the T-Devil. I'm not crazy about the way this looks. Mr. Disc Hume. Where did it go? There it is. I'm going to throw something besides the T-Devil. I'll let you know what it is afterwards. Here we go. All right, so we finished up on the course. We were just reminiscing about how we thought the course looked. It's definitely a desert course. It's got plenty of cacti out here. So Emmett Disc Hume finished up with an 18 over, so his handicap is exactly 18. I finished up at 4 over. That seems to be about right. I thought the course itself was fairly fair. Didn't see any other... Little lengthy on the back nine for somebody whose first round was today, for sure. There are some challenging shots, I would have to say. So I liked the course. I liked the distance from where we're staying. That was it was only a mile and a half, although I took some twists and turns to get there. So now we're switching gears, and we're going to start thinking about spring training baseball. Who do you like? Do you like the Giants? The G-Men, as he calls them. San Francisco. You're sort of a native of that particular area. Have you always been a fan of the Giants? National League team is the Giants. So there you go. I never will respect you because your hero is a criminal, but that's okay.
What law did he break?
He broke the steroid law. It's an illegal substance. So.
He's not been proven to be guilty of that.
Well, take a look at his head. Take a look at early Barry Bonds' muscularness, and take a look at his testes. They are non-existent. So anyway, we shall wrap up our review of the San Francisco Giants now. Wish you all good luck on disc golf. Keep banging those chains. We might have gotten a new discer out there. Emmett Disc Hume. Remember that name. He's going to be a terror on the Texas courses. So, adios. Take care. Bye.
Oh, thank you.